2 weeks until the NFL draft. 32 days of the NFL draft is what we do in right here at JoeBucksFan.com. Appreciate you being a member of our draft coverage for you as we count down the days. 2 weeks from today, the first round of the NFL draft will take place. I'm going to be broadcasting from Raymond James Stadium that night. So if you want to join us for the official Buccaneers draft day party, we will be there Thursday night, April 22nd, and have you covered all throughout the draft weekend on 620 WDAE, the sports animal. Also covered for you, especially with all the Buccaneer-related news that will come out in regards to the draft, something that the Bucs have really put all their chips into is the draft. That would be all of your news will be right here at JoeBucksFan.com. 32 teams in 32 days is what we have been doing. And today we take a look at the Tennessee Titans. The Titans with the 16th pick in the NFL draft. And, looking at the Titans and what they might do in this draft, it really is all going to come down to what players are available for them. The biggest needs for the Titans as we get closer to the draft, the needs being at corner, I think. The Titans would like to upgrade, especially opposite of Courtland Finnegan. Defensive end would be a nice upgrade. The Titans, do have Javon Kearse. He's up there in age. They lost Kyle Vandenbosch. It wouldn't hurt to get a defensive end that can come in. Recent talks that the Titans still interested in possibly trading back for Albert Haynesworth, apparently not pleased with their defensive tackle position, and still at wide receiver. You have Justin Gage, who drops a lot of passes. Nate Washington has been a disappointment. Kenny Britt's going to be a good receiver. But, in my most recent mock draft, I actually have the Titans at 16 taking Dez Bryant. The Titans made the mistake a while ago in 1998 when they were the Tennessee Oilers, when they selected Kevin Dyson over Randy Moss. And the reason they didn't take Randy Moss at that point was because of character issues. Well, I guarantee you, if you went to Jeff Fisher and you had him redo that pick, he's taking Randy Moss. Since then, the Titans have taken character players with character issues, Pac-Man Jones, even Kenny Britt, who was a first-round pick as a wide receiver. But you still need two receivers. And that's why I think if you were to be able to get a Dez Bryant to play opposite of Kenny Britt, really helping Vince Young continue to mature as a quarterback, and you still have a dynamic running game with Chris Johnson at running back, all of a sudden you have the workings of a very dynamic offense, and you can still address your defensive needs with the positions of need for the Titans being at defensive end and corner, two of the more deeper positions in this draft. You can address those positions later. If the Titans were to look another direction and maybe want to go with defensive end with the 16th overall selection, they should be able to get their hands on one of the top two defensive ends and Jason Pierre-Paul or Derek Morgan. If neither of those defensive ends fall to them at 16 and they still want to stay at the defensive side of the ball, they're going to have their choice of corners. Now the question is going to be, where does Joe Haden fall? Is Joe Haden going to go to the Browns at 7? Does he fall to the 49ers at 13? Do the 49ers, who have bigger needs, maybe an offensive tackle, do they take offensive tackle? Maybe an Anthony Davis or Brian Bulaga if they're there. Or the 49ers could also go with C.J. Spiller, who has been recently rumored for the 49ers with the 13th pick. If that happens, the next team to pick after the 49ers is the Seattle Seahawks. They don't need a corner. The Giants definitely don't need a corner, which could drop Joe Haden to the Titans at 16. If Joe Haden were to go before the Titans pick at 16, they still have their pick of Kyle Wilson from Boise State, who is a very talented corner. Some even think Kyle Wilson might be more talented than Joe Haden, who we just spoke about. Some are comparing it to the draft where Leon Hall came out of Michigan. He came from the big school. He was the big name. He was the good cover guy, kind of like Joe Haden is. And Darrell Revis, coming from Pitt, had more talent than Leon Hall, but Leon Hall had more experience against top competition. Darrell Revis now maybe the top cornerback in all of the NFL. Some people comparing Kyle Wilson to Darrell Revis and Joe Haden to Leon Hall. But whether it's Kyle Wilson, Kareem Jackson, Devin McCourty, the Titans, who, if they're looking for a corner, if the defensive ends are gone and they don't feel like picking or taking a chance on Dez Bryant, they could definitely get a corner with that 16th pick. And most likely, I think corner would be the safest pick for the Titans. But if they wanted to roll the dice on a wild card and Dez Bryant's on the board, he would not be a bad selection to help, once again, the development of Vince Young into a quarterback and giving the Titans one of the most dynamic offenses in the AFC and possibly the NFL. 32 days of the NFL draft continues tomorrow. The New York Football Giants, as we are now within 2 weeks of the NFL draft. April 22nd, you're going to hear all the coverage on 620 WDAE, the sports animal, and keep coming back because as we get closer, more and more things going to be popping up on this draft page here at JoeBucksFan.com.